This is Professor Henry Kissinger, a military and political analyst with a revolutionary concept of nuclear war and a constructive concept for peace. He's a man whose ideas have prompted the highest officials of our government to reevaluate our defense policies. We'll get his criticisms of our current strategies in war and peace in just a moment.
The Mike Wallace Interview, presented by the American Broadcasting Company in association with the Fund for the Republic, brings you a special television series discussing the problems of survival and freedom in America.
Good evening, I'm Mike Wallace. Tonight, we'll tackle the immediate issue that will decide the fate of our freedom, certainly, and possibly even of our survival. We'll discuss the conflict between the United States and the Soviet Union and the chances of war. Our guest, Professor Henry Kissinger, Associate Director of the Center for International Affairs at Harvard University, and the man whose recent proposals substantially influenced President Eisenhower's plan for military reorganization. Dr. Kissinger, last year, your attack on our foreign and military policies was apparently found so disturbing that the New York Times carried this front page story. They said, for the first time since President Eisenhower took office, officials at the highest government levels are displaying interest in the theory of the little or limited war. The theory of massive retaliation is being re-examined. That was a year ago. What has come of the re-examination?
I think the theory has been re-examined. The practice has not been.
The theory has been found wanting, then?
The theory has been found wanting, but I don't think we have made the effort or spent the money or made the sacrifices necessary to get a capability for limited war.
Well, now, in order to better understand your proposal for limited war, perhaps it would be well for you to define what you understand to be our current United States military policy. What is our military policy?
Well, our current military policy is based on the doctrine of massive retaliation, that we threaten an all-out attack on the Soviet Union in case the Soviet Union engages in aggression anywhere. This means that against almost any form of attack, we base our policy on a threat that will involve the destruction of all mankind. And this is too risky and, I think, too expensive.
You obviously think it's wrong, dangerous to our security. I wonder if you would expand on that. Just because of what you say, the risk, and just because of the expense, it is not worthwhile?